You're listening to SBS News.
The 75 fresh COVID-19 cases mark Victoria's highest number since the state's virus peaked in late March. Victoria had its first high on March the 28th when 111 tests returned positive results. Of the new cases, one is in hotel quarantine, 14 are linked to existing outbreaks, 37 detected through routine testing, and the remainder are still under investigation. The state's Health Minister, Jenny Markakos, says most of the new cases are related to known outbreaks, but some are also linked to schools.
Obviously, it being school holidays, those schools are already closed. The schools are Queen of Peace Parish Primary School in Altona, Aitken Hill Primary in Craigieburn, Maribyrnong College, Fitzroy High School, Port Phillip Specialist School, and Altaqua College in Truganina.
Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the spike in some suburban outbreaks is being driven by young people under the age of 40 who are either asymptomatic or have only mild flu-like symptoms. As part of the testing blitz, residents in 10 hotspot suburbs with or without symptoms will receive free testing as the Victorian government introduces world-first saliva tests to encourage more people to come forward. These suburbs include Keilor Downs, Broadmeadows, Maidstone, Auburn Vale, Sunshine West, Hellam, Brunswick West, Faulkner, Reservoir and Pakenham. Dr. Sutton has urged people to cooperate with the government's 10-day testing blitz, which began on the 25th of June.
We've seen an increase in testing across Metro Melbourne, across Victoria, but certainly the hotspot areas are stepping up in particular for testing, and that's a fantastic thing. We don't want anyone to be shy about it. We want it to be as easy as possible.
New South Wales has reported 7 new cases, all returned travellers who are in hotel quarantine. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says anyone returning from Greater Melbourne should also get tested.
I want to thank the more than 11,000 people that came forward yesterday and got tested in the last 24 hours. That is incredible for a weekend. And fortunately in that batch, there weren't any community transmissions in New South Wales. All the cases were from overseas travellers. And New South Wales has been bearing the burden of the nation's returned Australian travellers. And we've actually provided support to Queensland and South Australia and WA. A lot of their citizens have come back through Sydney.
South Australia's continuing to lift COVID-19 restrictions, with the state moving to its lowest level since measures were first imposed to contain the virus. From today, the state moves to Stage 3, which includes relaxing density requirements for pubs, bars and restaurants, with one person allowed for every 2 square metres. Premier Stephen Marshall says the changes will allow more businesses to open and employ more people.
Many businesses have been opening, but they haven't been opening in a viable way. Look, the reality is South Australians have been doing it tough, whether it's small business, whether it is families, whether it's individuals. It has been a super tough year. Now we see some light at the end of the tunnel, but we must remain vigilant. We can't become complacent.
Scott Morrison is set to receive a Treasury report on job seeker and job keeper supports, but says he'll wait another month before making any changes. There are growing calls to expand access to the pandemic payments and sustain them beyond September. Mr. Morrison has told Radio 2GB there will be a next phase of economic supports, but says a series of complex decisions needs to be made.
I know people want to know what's going to happen at the end of September. We gave ourselves 6 months, not 3 months, with this program, which means when we make the next decision about the next phase, and there will be a next phase of this, that we get it right. Rushed decisions are never smart in an environment when you're spending that amount of money and you want to make sure it's targeted to the people who get it, who need it most.
There have been 7,700 confirmed cases in Australia since the commencement of this pandemic, with an increase of 85 cases in the last 24 hours. Along with the 75 cases for Victoria, there have been 7 new cases for New South Wales and 3 cases for South Australia. The Australian Government Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says Victoria's outbreak is a reminder that the pandemic is not over. She's urging people across Australia, even those without a Medicare card, to get a free test if they have any symptoms.
We have seen an enormous achievement in Australia, but now is not the time to be complacent. And so we all need to keep doing the right thing. So I'm going to re-emphasise to everyone that if you are sick, any symptoms whatsoever of a cold or flu, or that loss of taste or smell, please do get tested. Testing is available broadly across the country and is free. You do not need a Medicare card. If you are sick, please stay at home. And this really does mean stay at home. Don't have visitors around. Don't go to the shops and definitely don't go to work.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.